I think I heard somebody talking about ibrutinib and CAR-T.
Yep. So ibrutinib in the laboratory actually helps to generate CAR-T cells from CLL patients. So we know one of the big limitations for CAR-T cells with CLL is that CAR-T cells just don't generate in vitro. And that's just because of the profound T-cell immunosuppression you get in CLL. But our group actually, in collaboration with the group at Penn, looked at patients who had been on ibrutinib for over 6 months and compared kind of baseline to those later time points on ibrutinib and whether you could generate CAR T cells from the patients, and found that actually at those later time points on ibrutinib, you could generate the CAR T cells better in vitro. And so now there's actually a clinical trial of ibrutinib plus CAR T cells, which has very promising data.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I never quite got why, you know, I guess CLL was one of the first things that CAR T was used for at Penn, and yet it kind of fell behind, you know, the lymphomas, et cetera. Do you see CAR-T having a role or a future role or even current role?
You know, I do. I think you're right. It is not as effective in CLL, or at least the way we're doing it right now is not as effective in CLL as it is in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma or in ALL. And, you know, there's probably cellular factors and patient factors to that, as well as potentially disease factors. But I see that it may have a role in the future, probably more so for those patients who you might otherwise consider for a stem cell transplant. Certainly, it doesn't have like the long-term toxicities as you see with some stem cell transplant. And, you know, especially in this disease where most patients are older, I think it may open up like some potentially curative or at least long-term remission therapies to those patients.